For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I would love to compete on a game show.
I would love to.
What would you pick if you could?
What do you win the most money?
I would like to do Deal or No Deal just so I could have it be mindless. 4, 12, 7.
Yeah. That'd be, but I would like to win some, like, I'd love to go on Jeopardy and win.
So do I, but I think I'd choke on Jeopardy because I know I'd be embarrassed to get one wrong.
Yeah.
So I would just choke.
Because I, even though I do well, I also miss a lot, you know what I mean? Because I'm answering everything, whether I know it or not.
Right.
I
try you get money answer. Taken away.
Yeah.
So that'd be me.
That'd be negative 48,000.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of that. What would you go?
I'm definitely not doing Wheel of Fortune.
What?
I'm not good at word puzzles, anything like that.
And pressure.
That's my favorite.
The pressure. That's your favorite? The girl who can't spell Wheel of Fortune, your favorite?
Yeah, because I can figure it out. Like, I can't just spell it out right, but if I see it, you know, like, oh, give me a W, give me an L, and you put it where it's supposed to be, then yeah, I can figure it out.
Do you ever get mad at Vanna like you do to us? Duh. This is how you spell that word.
No, because she's not mean to me.
I'd like to solve the puzzle. Okay, go ahead. Give me a snake. Nope, it was give me a break. You're an idiot. Get out of here.
Rude.
Yeah, I would like to go on. I'd like to go on one of the old school ones. Like Password would be good.
Password. I think Password I'd be fantastic at.
My favorite would be the old, what was the old match game? Gene Rayburn match game where everybody was drunk.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I think would be good.
I think I could get a couple hundred grand in Who Wants a Millionaire.
I would like to be more on my own. Password's good, but if you have somebody who's not giving you the proper stuff, I'd want to strangle them. You know
I think I can milk Who Wants to Be a Millionaire up to like 100 grand.
Yeah.
But just with my lifelines alone. You know, I'll buy my way into that, take my 100 grand, get out of there, and be like, yeah, that's cool. I don't want
to
be a millionaire.
There hasn't been Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was huge, and that was like the biggest game show in recent years. Like, what's been new that is really because I mean,
well, they had those like the Wheel 1 vs. 100.
I know, but they really haven't taken off though. Wheel of Fortune's been around forever. Jeopardy's been around forever.
Deal or No Deal
was big.
Deal or No Deal, but kind of came and went.
Who's smarter than a fifth grader? That was big.
That's true. Then, yeah, I gotta tell you, Weakest Link. Goodbye.
Who's smarter than a fifth grader is just rude because I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of times I'm not smarter than a fifth grader. They do some of the stuff and you're like, I don't know. Yeah. I haven't used algebra in
history.
I don't know how long? That's ridiculous.
We need to come up with a show.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you going to do the bowling thing or are you thinking something else?
Something else.
Okay.
No bowls anymore.
I still think we should go do that room thingy.
My wife asked me about that.
Yeah, I think that sounds so much fun.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, where you're all stuck in a room and you have to figure out different things to be able to get out of the room.
Yeah, there's like different ones. Clue. Yeah, like there's Vault of Souls, which is a scary one.
Yeah,
and then
that
there's,
sounds scary. I don't like that at all.
And then there's another one where there's different rooms that you can do and they have different scenarios and based on the number of people that you do it with.
Let's do that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That's a good team building exercise. I'll probably end up getting beat up by you guys.
Let's try it. Let's go build our teams. And then we'll do wine painting at my house.
Or can we really do that?
Or we can play drunks categories. Or what did we play?
Yes, was a catchphrase.
Catchphrase? Is that what it was?
I love playing that with you guys.
Very Key West.
Yes. Taboo. I love that game. Taboo is so much fun.
All right, let's gear up for game night.
Yes.
All right.
What happened to our guys' trip? There was a talk of a guys' trip.
Hey, yes.
That is happening before Christmas.
Really? What is that? The whitewater rafting or whatever?
No. No.
Camping? No. We're going to go to Key West.
Really?
Can I go?
Are you a guy?
Come on. That's not fair.
She has a beard.
That sucks.
Why?
Well, then fine. Whatever.
Okay.
Just always leaving me out.
Of course you can go.
Okay.
Man, I couldn't make it. Oh, man.
She held out. She was strong.
Me right out of that one, man. You chest me right out of that one.
Don't test me.
You can go.
Okay. I'll just go by myself, but.
But you have to bring a guy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a guy's trip. I mean, it's no girls are going.
So why would she bring a guy?
Right.
I don't know.
That wouldn't make any sense.
to level it out.
Yeah, level it out. Yeah. Like so we don't have to hang out with you.
Oh.
Then fine, I just won't go with you.
Just so you know, on the guys trip, we're playing topless volleyball.
Oh, I love topless volleyball.
We're doing topless grilling out.
Oh, I love topless grilling.
We're doing topless slow jogging.
And we're doing it in November, so we're checking each other's prostate.
Yes. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
You're first because you're the newest.
Yeah. Whatever.
I'm kidding, but you can come.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't planning on you coming because you're not a guy, and it's a guy's trip, but if you really want to go.
But I thought you meant, like, guy's trip, like, no wives is what you meant. Yeah. But it's, like, still, like, show bonding.
No, it's not a show trip. It's not a show trip. It's a guy's trip. Like, there'll be other guys involved that aren't on the show.
Hey, wife.
Your wife?
Hey, wife, no wives are allowed, okay? But we are bringing a 24-year-old blonde with big boobs. So,
surprise.
And a questionable sexual history.
Yeah, but nobody's married to her, so it's cool.
Whatever. I'll just do something else.
No, you can come.
No, I don't want you
to come.
Perfect. It worked. Just like we discussed on our last guy's trip.
Carmen, you can come.
I don't want to.
We need a bartender on the way down.
Of course.
No, come on. Come and be our friend.
No, I don't want to.
Here's the deal. You can come. You have no friends, though. You need to bring, like, girlfriends with you.
No,
oh, then I'm
it's a guy's trip. You just yelled at me.
Like, I know.
Come because I'm a girl, and now you want me to
bring
girls.
What I'm saying is, like, you need to bring your girl posse, and you need to do it that way. Like, we're hanging out guy-wise.
Yeah, I don't even want to go.
This just became a Jack and Jill party.
Oh, man.
I don't even want to go. You guys suck.
Key West in November, and we're going.
Okay. What time? Because I'm going to go out to Vegas then.
Ooh, let's go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I've never been to Vegas, so you guys go to Key West.
You've never been to Vegas?
No.
That is weird.
Yeah. I mean, I work. When can I just go?
Oh, we get it. Two jobs. You want the violin music again? Jesus
Christ. No, I'm saying it's not like I get to take a lot of time off, and I haven't had a reason to go.
Yeah, me, Mom, thank you. Why don't you hang out with me, Mom, when we go on the guy's trip?
No. Why don't you have Kayla fly you out there? She's making a ton of money now.
I'm going to go to Vegas and see Kayla. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay. You don't need us.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so well, you're in Vegas.
I know.
Who's going to run the board while we're on the guy's trip?
The board ops?
Oh, okay.
Like they're going to do on Monday?
Ooh, easy.
Whoa. Listen, they do not pay me enough to come in here and board up. So, board suck up. It. Suck
What's it. That, Carmen Teeth?
Board op. And do it with my teeth. Stupid.
Forget it. Trip's canceled.
You ruined it, Carmen.
Come on.
Probably wasn't going to happen anyway.
Yeah. And if it did, he'd be late.
Yeah. I was going to say, who's planning it? Mike? Not
Where do you want to go? Key West or what?
I'm down for whatever.
All right.
The details of getting down there were fun. I like the idea of us caravanning and then taking a plane.
I got the Sprinter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Who was talking about Fantasy Fest or somebody was saying about that? And I was like, that just sounds awful.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Oh, no.
That's where people walking around with no clothes on?
Yeah.
Really?
What kind of people?
I don't care. Naked people are naked people.
Where's that at?
I want to go to Fantasy Fest with Aaron Miller.
Yeah, me too.
Guess what?
At Key West.
Oh, okay.
Can we do it when I'm done with my diet so that I can like drink and eat with you guys?
Oh, yeah.
We'll plan everything around you for sure.
I mean,
guess who's board hopping? Boom. Just called it.
Carmen, you're back in.
I hate Friday.
Let's think about it. Let's think about what we want to do, where we want to go, and get this rolling.
All right. This November?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, it's a couple weeks away.
I know. I'm ready to go now. Okay. Big Nate, go ahead, Big Nate.
Hey, Mike. I love the show, man. Very nice show.
Thank you. That's what we strive for. Nice.
About the trip, I want to tell Carmen, if you guys don't take her, she could go and come with me.
Go with Big Nate, Carmen. Yeah. All right, sounds Mike, like out the show.
Up in a ditch, murder.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going with
Brett. Oh, yeah, you're in. Brett.
He's a guy.
You're in on the guy's trip, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
We'll shampoo each other's hair. It'll be fun.
I
want
to take you wife
and Strangler with Jack Daniels in the butter cup.
Okay. Oh, all right. Bob Bender. Hi, Bob.
Hey, I just want to let y'all know my uncle is Captain Bill Bender out of Alamorada, and
You wouldn't mind taking y'all out on a charter down there.
Oh,
there
I've been on a lot of Island Rada fishing charters, but it's far from Key West. We need to decide if we're going to drink or if we're going to fish.
No. It's definitely Island Rada Key West. The Keys down there.
Yeah, I know, but it's not Key West is an hour or so past Island Rada.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry, Bob. It's okay. Thank you. But we need to decide, are we going on a fishing trip or are we going on a drinking trip?
Drinking trip.
Yeah. No fishing trips. Too cold.
Maybe some fish and chips.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
We need to put it together. We need to put it together. Jim, go ahead. Hello, hey, Jim. Mike. Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Tongueless Brett has some determination. I've never heard you guys complete a conversation with that guy.
He does not. It's almost impossible to talk to him.
Yeah, impossible. Those escape games, there's a brand new one right in Tampa, in Seminole Heights, Rabbit Hole Escape Games. We went over there a couple weeks ago.
How was it?
Dude, it was great. They do this like Bermuda Triangle experience where your ship goes down and you get saved by an airplane and you go through this time warp. It's crazy.
So what do you do? You figure out clues to get out of there or how do you do it?
It's a group thing, obviously, and they put you in. This one has three rooms, and you start in the first room, and there's a bunch of clues. There's sound clues, visual clues, like written things that you have to figure out to work your way out of that first room into being saved by the airplane, and you work your way out of that room, and you just keep moving through each of the rooms. You have, like, an hour to get out of the whole thing.
I'd like to try that. My wife brought it up to me, and I knew a couple other people who did it. I'd like to give that a shot. I just have a feeling I'm going to get frustrated halfway through and just be like, just give me the window. I'm kicking out the window.
Well, I think for a group thing, I mean, if you're trying to plan a group thing, it's based around a group experience, so it works perfectly that way.
Carmen, you can come to that one, okay? Isn't that good enough?
No.
Well, all right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Here's your movie script. So they go to that for somebody's birthday party, and then they actually start killing people off.
Yeah, somebody dies, and they're like, who did this?
Right.
Who had the motive?
They went to solve one mystery, and then they had to solve more.
Oh, man.
It must have been Mike, because she insulted him all week and said that he never follows through or anything. Dun, dun, dun. And then all of a sudden, I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It must have been Rob, because he was so mad at Mike for not getting him endorsements. Then Rob dies.
Right.
And then Spanish must have killed him because he's the fakest of them all.
Yeah.
And it's all about Spanish. And then the lights go out and I'm back to life.
Ooh.
And it was really me. I'm just good at faking people.
And I'm over in the corner just eating somebody's leg.
Oh, my God.
I'll teach you how to kill people. Yeah. I'll follow through on that. Isn't that right, my assistant Galvin, you little leg eater, you?
Oh, my God.
Good movie. You should see it.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.